Joining us this morning in studio is Paul Baumgartner with the Lorain County Free Clinic. Thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely.
And you've got a very good special event coming up on Friday. It's the third annual Taste of Italy. I like the way it says, the flavors of the Mediterranean on the shores of Lake Erie. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's a wonderful event, an elegant event in its third year, coming up this Friday, April 28th. What it is a wine and food pairing event held in a private residence in Avon Lake on the shores of Lake Erie. It's all to raise funds and awareness to continue the mission and the work of the Free Clinic, helping provide access to medical care for the underserved right here in Lorain County.
What have you learned about wine pairings over the years for the last 3 years of doing this?
Oh, well, there are a lot of wines, I know that, and a lot of generous people that have helped us make this event such a success. Mr. Tom and Tommy Patton of Avon Lake are the gracious hosts and opened their home to make this event a reality.
And this is obviously a third one. It's successful. It's a kind of unique type of event as well, because it's sort of exclusive in a sense for people who are participating in this.
Yeah, it's a very unique event, and it's been very successful in helping raise and create awareness about the plight of the uninsured and the underserved in Lorain County. And it does help provide things like medical supplies and medicines that we give to our patients.
We hear all the talk about, you know, the health care issues been going on and how everybody gets health care. How does the Free Clinic still play into this?
Well, as you know, the Affordable Care Act, there are a lot of unknowns still. We do know there are still a lot of people in Lorain County, in the state of Ohio, and throughout the nation that do not have affordable, quality access to health care. And we are a choice for people that don't have that access to care. And we know that there are approximately 16,000 to 18,000 people right here in Lorain County that still do not have health insurance.
How many of those people do you see or serve, or what kind of impact as of, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, have you seen a difference in who you're serving or how you're serving them?
Yes. This is the 31st year of the Lorain County Free Clinic. We opened up in 1986, and for 30 years, or at least 28 years, we provided health care strictly to the uninsured adult, 19 to 65. We have seen a change in our patient demographics today. And we see people that may have access to insurance, but it may be, as an example, the bronze plan in the Affordable Care Act part. The premiums, the deductibles, co-pays are all very, very expensive for people that earn a lower wage and don't have access to monthly premiums. So we help fill that gap. People that may have a chronic condition, something like hypertension, asthma, diabetes, as an example. People that have costly medications, they come to us because they would let their condition deteriorate if they did not have access to a doctor.
Paul, I know you were looking at a move to, I believe, Oberlin Avenue. Where does that stand, and why the change?
Well, we are very, very excited. We are going to be moving in the next couple of weeks to 5040 Oberlin Avenue in Lorain. It is going to be a new building that will increase our capacity by 4,000 square feet. It will be much more visible on the main road of Oberlin Avenue, and it's going to allow us to provide health care in a different setting. Our increased capacity is going to allow us to have 6 exam rooms, so we'll be able to see more patients, and it's in a very nice location. So we're extremely excited. In the first 2 weeks of May, we'll be moving to the new location. I also want to add, back in December, the city of Elyria notified us that the Elyria City Health Department would be closing. And for approximately 20 years, the Free Clinic had a satellite office at the Elyria City Health Department down here on Chestnut Street. and we were forced to look for a new location. So we do have a site. Pretty much have 3 or 4 nights a week at Lakata Way down the street here. So if individuals are seeking health care in the city of Elyria, they can give us a call and or go online, and we will be able to get them an appointment right here in the city of Elyria.
You talk about providing the free health care, but the other challenge you probably face is being able to be there for them so that they can get to your services too. I mean, a lot of times people who maybe don't have the health care maybe don't also have the possible transportation that I need. So there's a little bit of a challenge you face there.
Right. And that, and one of the things that we did find in Elyria was that many of the patients that came to us walked to their appointment in downtown Elyria. So we thought it very important that we keep our presence and our services available right here in downtown Elyria.
Been doing it for a number of decades, over 30 years now as well. There's always a new group of people coming in that want to help provide this service, doctors or volunteers. Tell me about that.
It's a very, very balanced mix. We have our individuals that have been with us for 30 years, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners. We also get new physicians that come into the area and want to give back to their community because they feel it's the right thing to do. We allow them to come in and practice medicine the way it was intended, and that's with compassion and on their terms. And it's a really nice balance. We have wonderful support from University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center. We have wonderful support from Mercy. Cleveland Clinic, the Avon Hospital, is now expressing a strong interest to get involved with the work that we do and to be a collaborative player. So we have the full backing of the Lorain County medical community. And we are always looking for medical professional volunteers. So if you're a physician or if you're a nursing professional or a pharmacist that would like to get involved at the Lorain County Free Clinic, we have the space for you. We have the time for you, and we would love to have you.
How many days a week are you available for people?
We're open Monday through Friday, okay. 8:30 to 4:30, except in the on evenings that we have clinics. So we do have clinic office hours that we schedule mornings, afternoons, and evenings.
Are you dealing with people that are in crisis or people that you need to who use your services to prevent health issues as well?
Oh, again, both. People come to us in crisis. They have run out of their insulin, or they may have cannot afford an inhaler for their asthma. We also have people that come to us that they need to get a physical for a job. So we are able to help them fill that gap okay. So that they can continue to move forward in their own lives.
Right. Because there's a lot of things that one little health issue can really tumble into some other greater issues for people.
Well, that's what we've seen is that many people that come to the Lorain County Free Clinic really are one step away from financial crisis. And that health care concern may put them over the edge. Health care issues are one of the leading causes of bankruptcy for people in the United States. So we are happy to be able to be here, continue to be here in Lorain County to provide that quality, compassionate health care that is provided by just top-notch medical professionals. And we hope to continue another 10 years or longer.
Well, again, you got the big event coming up on Friday, April 28th, Friday, from 6 to 9, the Flavors of the Mediterranean on the Shores of Lake Erie. Is still tickets available for
yes,
this?
There are. It's by reservation only. Okay. They can go to the Free Clinic website or call me at 440-277-6641. We are taking reservations probably up until Thursday.
And they get a chance for people to enjoy a very special kind of evening, but also benefiting the Lorain County Free Clinic. Paul Baumgartner joining us this morning. Thanks for coming in. Anything else? Did we miss out anything? Or
no, thank you very much for having me and allowing us to talk about Taste of Italy, but and more importantly, our new move to Oberlin Avenue in Lorain.
That's good. A lot of health care, and not only that, but services in the county kind of changing and shifting around, so people have to kind of keep an eye on it, especially if they've been out of, if they haven't been ill for a while and they're looking to figure out where their place was or what health department's available. There's some changes that have taken place as well. But Paul, thank you for coming in this morning as well.